It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
The police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
And when it's done, believe it, I will yell it from that mountain high. I was born free.
Yo, Paul! Hey, when'd you get out?
I don't know, when'd you get out? All right, welcome to the show, everybody. It's Friday, November 19th, 2021. And if you don't recognize that voice, it's Legislative District 5 State Senator Sonny Borelli.
Good morning, folks. How are you all doing? It's great to be back here in Lake Havasu City. You know, we're the away from the occupied territory of the state of Maricopa. Yes, my district runs all the way from Yuma, or almost from Utah, almost down to Yuma, and I protect the west coast of Arizona
nice.
From the left coast. So yes, I can see California from my house.
And to paraphrase Sarah Palin, that's kind of funny. So, all right, welcome to the show, everybody. It is Friday, November 19, 2021. Sonny's wearing red. I am not. I'm kind of in uniform today.
Well,
you
got the high school football game tonight.
Well, that's a different shirt. I'm going to be changing shirts, but no, this is my Radio Central shirt because I'm doing a remote in Mojave Valley for our sister station, which is KJJ 102.3 Nash FM. As you well know, you're a country listener, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because you're a cowboy.
1,000 years ago, yeah, I used to ride bucking horses.
Right. So we'll be at Bullhead Vape, but it's not in Bullhead. It's the new store, the third store in Mojave Valley. So that's from 3 to 5. And then, yes, the high school football game tonight, myself and Bill Beckman will be calling all of that game with the Fighting Knights hosting Canyon Del Oro, the Dorados from Canyon Del Oro. That's a Tucson school, by the way.
Yeah, good.
So the winner will play the winner of the Coconino Glendale game, which Glendale's ranked number 4, Havasu 5. That's why we're a home game today.
Right.
And then Coconino's like 14 and Canyon Del Oro's 13. So it's getting to that point.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So yeah, winner moves on. So it's all about winning tonight. We already have a phone call. See what you do to our listeners, man? You just force the phone. And by the way, it's 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. That's one of the notes I meant to put on there was the new state law for the area code. I think it's hilarious. Let's go to the phone, Sonny.
Okay.
Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Senator, I just wanted to know, is it really your fault that I have to dial a whole bunch of extra numbers to call a radio station? I'll listen off the air for your answer.
Kenny stole my notes. That's awesome.
No, I don't believe I would vote for that because, or if I did, I don't have no idea how
did
that
they sneak
about.
It into a reconciliation package
who
or something?
Knows? These things are, who knows?
Craziness. Right.
Yeah. So the answer is I don't remember.
I remember when it came out that we would have to soon dial, for local calls from a landline or a cell phone, which area code's already in my cell phone anyway. Yeah. But I also remember it being for Tucson, and it was for 520-928, and another area code. Is it that 480? Is
yeah,
that the other
480,
one?
You got 480, you got 520, this.
Yeah, but not 602. I don't think that one's affected.
I have no idea.
Very strange.
I try to stay away from 602 numbers.
Right. Yeah. It's like a virus in your phone, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. The state of Maricopa, right.
Absolutely. All right, so anyway, we were talking about high school football. That game tonight kicks off at 7. At 980 AM and KNTRSports.com. It'll be on the FM on 94.3 and 100.5 for about a half hour, and then the Suns pregame will take over. They take on Dallas tonight at 8 o'clock, and the pregame's at 7:30. College football. You got pretty good games this weekend with Iowa State at Oklahoma, Southern Methodist at Cincinnati, and your ASU Sun Devils at Oregon State, 8:30 tomorrow night. So that's a late game. It actually, up in Corvallis, where they play Oregon State anyway, it's the sun's almost going down at 8:30. You know what I mean? It's still late there. I remember going there several times to in the state of Oregon, Washington, the Northwest, and that. And you feel like, wow, is it time for dinner yet? It's 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because the sun's not down yet. So then on Sunday, we've got the Colts and Bills. The Cardinals take on the Seahawks at 2:25. And then the late game, the Steelers at Chargers. So there you have it. There's your NFL lineup. We've got pretty good music chosen already.
Okay.
You've got the red shirt going on.
That's right.
The MAGA
Red Shirt Friday.
Shirt.
And it's also Red Shirt
That's
Friday.
A great MAGA shirt, by the way. So I haven't seen you, or we haven't seen you here on the show in so long. You hadn't been here since the results of the audit were announced. Are you happy that it's done? Are we done? What's going on with the audit?
No, we're not done. We're not done. We're like about 98% done.
Okay.
What we had was, the results hearing on the 24th of September of what we've got so far. And we've turned all the evidence of criminal activity. Listen up, folks. We've turned all the evidence of criminal activity, potential criminal activity, I have to say, alleged or whatever, to the Attorney General's office for their election integrity unit, which they are law enforcement investigator types. And once they finish their investigation, which is criminal investigation, then they'll turn those findings over to the Attorney General. And then hopefully we will go from there. And everybody's worried about the Attorney General doing anything. Let me tell you, the Attorney General, Mark Brnovich, is a prosecutor. Prosecutors live for this kind of stuff. He is already...
Meaning you've turned over a mountain of evidence?
Yeah, they prosecute. That's what they do.
Right.
So he's already prosecuted election crimes already down in Yuma. There were ballot harvesting down there. They prosecuted those folks. There was even prosecuted some people that were voting for their somebody else, signing, forging their signatures on ballot envelopes, and they even indicted somebody that was voted from prison. Yeah, so that guy's going to get some more time added to his, nice lengthy stay with the state hotel.
Voted two or three times from prison?
I don't know.
I saw that was a couple inmates did that already.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And how in the heck they get a ballot in the first place is, you're not supposed to forward a ballot in any way.
Convicted felons.
Or send it to the prison. I mean, this is ridiculous. So, that's the guy's. But bottom line is, these investigations, when they become criminal investigations, they take their time. They have to be meticulous. They have to make sure that the evidence is solid that they have. Because if they go into court, they want to make sure that they're going to win.
Perfect.
And so I'm confident that that's going to be moving forward. Now, how long that takes, I don't know. Once again, the Senate got criticized because we did not say that we found fraud. It's not our position to say fraud. And actually, if we did say that we found fraud, they would jump all over us because the legislature doesn't do that. That is actually the law enforcement types that do that, meaning the Attorney General's office, because
right.
Law enforcement types.
All right, so speaking of confidence, mm-hmm. state races, the Senate staying red, the House staying red in Arizona, what do you expect is going to happen here with the midterms, which aren't midterms in Arizona? There's a gubernatorial election, there's and every House seat and Senate seat are up for grabs as well.
Right.
Every 2 years.
Well, what's important is we need to focus on the two major places where we believe that nefarious activity went on, and that's Maricopa County and Pima County. Tucson and Phoenix, because that's where we are finding where there's some major problems, because they have the Dominion machines, the EMS or ES, whatever the other company his name is.
Are they so keeping those machines?
Oh, Maricopa County's dug in, and they're not. They don't believe that. Anyway, whatever.
And that's Richer in charge of that, right?
Yeah, Richer, but he reinherited it from Fontes, and
he's
actually defending Fontes after he criticized Fontes. The guy's he's a worm. Okay, so he's a worm, and then of course
it sure turns out that way. Yeah,
the county supervisors too. So you know, I have there's no love lost between us on that, and I don't care. I'm not here to serve them. I'm here to serve my constituents, and me going on the edge and getting out there to take all the shots and get attacked to go after that. Then
right.
So be it. And if I got to be out there in front to protect my members that live in the county, you know, to give them some cover, that's what I do. That's what the Senate whip does. So,
sure.
You know, they have their job. They got to focus on their specific issues of expertise. And we all, it's like I keep saying, it's about baseball. Okay, everybody's got a position to play on the field. Everybody gets their own scorecard on their own performance. But at the end of the day, we're playing baseball. We have to be on the same team. Now, however, we do have a couple members on the Senate Republican caucus team that don't want to be team players. They don't want to play baseball. They want to play golf because they only care about themselves. I'll just leave their names out of it. But their initials are Paul Boyer and Michelle Ugenti. Okay. But they don't want to be team players.
Michelle Ugenti Rita.
Yeah, they want to criticize everything. Which is amazing because Paul Boyer was in the same Senate hearing I was at when we got the results. And it's amazing how he walked away with a different point of view. And literally just ignored all the facts that we found. I mean, when you have thousands of ballots that have an envelope that was allowed in the system that had no signature on it and still say that that's okay, it's a legitimate ballot,
right.
I'm sorry, you have issues. Anybody's, and here's the thing. Anybody that denies or is against election integrity, you need to question their integrity because we need to make sure our elections are bulletproof. And we need to, so that's what we're going to do in the next legislative session. So when we're in session, we're going to start tightening up election law and getting rid of these loopholes because there shouldn't be any loopholes. And we'll go on. We'll be pushing for that ballot that you can't counterfeit. So that way that we don't have to ever deal with that ever again. And just move on. So and that's it. So I keep telling everybody, okay, we're in a culture war with the left. And you know, any war, you go house to house, okay, fighting. I kind of did a speech about that at the Marine Corps birthday ball up in Flagstaff, where I was talking to a lot of Marine veterans up there and other veterans, because it was a big Veterans Day event, too. So,
absolutely.
You know, you call it lessons learned from previous conflicts, but the same thing. We're going to have to go house to house, meaning knock on every door. We have to push the vote to get out the vote. Simple as that. We are not going to let them beat us up and try to demoralize us or defame us or,
right.
you know,
speaking of
you're
in a leadership position. You're the Senate whip. Do you get any defamation or blowback or anything like that from people on the national scale, like a Stacey Abrams, for example? She's always talking about blocking access to voting and that sort of thing. Do you ever get any communication from Ms. Abrams?
No, but we get the regurgitated echo chamber talking points.
Yeah, which
is amazing because, listen, an illegal vote suppresses a legal vote. Simple as that.
Absolutely.
So, I mean,
that's a really good point.
And when you have, like you said, multiple people registered to vote at a vacant lot, there's no mailbox, mail-in ballots go to that address, there's nobody that lives there, it's a vacant lot, there's no mailbox.
Right.
The ballot's not supposed to be forwarded, but somehow it gets in the system. Something's wrong with the system, and
Not to mention, prisoners were voting.
Exactly.
And that suppresses my vote.
Exactly.
All right, let's take a phone call before we go to a break. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Senator, I have a concern about precincts on Indian reservations, especially after Biden's new kissing up to the Indians.
No, no kidding.
I'm wondering if you might have anything to say about that. I'll listen off the air.
Thanks, Kenny.
Yeah, thanks. It's a good question.
Yeah, that's a very good question.
But the Indian reservations, if it's in like in Apache County and Navajo County, they have county recorders, and they're all elected officials, and you know they got to do the same thing. Now, years and years ago, they ballot harvested. When, matter of fact, when Matt Salmon was running for governor against Napolitano, there's lobbyists down there in Phoenix that were before they were became lobbyists.
2004.
They were bragging about how they went up on the Indian reservation in the Navajo territory, and they literally ballot harvested. And you know that's probably one of the reasons why Matt lost, because they were ballot harvesting, and of course the gaming compact was on the ballot too. So
yeah, he lost by less than 2%.
It was very very slim.
It
but
was very
that's
tight.
You know that's one of the reasons why we had to outlaw ballot harvesting, because
right.
you're giving somebody your ballot. How do you know that they're actually, you know, dropping in there, especially when they look at your how you're registered to vote?
Sure, absolutely. All right, we're going to go to break. I pulled up some Smokey Robinson for you. Because you're a Motown kind of guy.
I love Motown, yep.
Right,
yep.
right. And if I haven't told you lately, Sonny, thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you.
We appreciate that, and I'm sure I'm echoing the sentiments of several hundred listeners, or at least 13 of them that I know we have. All right, we're going to take a short break. I want to come back and talk about Karen Fan in the news. She's been in the news lately.
Yeah.
And then some other things like the Veterans Home, and you know the drill, man. You've been on Speak Out 100 million times. All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak Out with guest Sonny Borelli, State Senator Sonny Borelli. We'll return in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. David Ruffin and the Temptations by request of State Senator Sonny Borelli. You like that, don't you?
Yeah.
All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Patio Paradise, the Lewis team, Coldwell Banker with team leader Bobby Lewis, Julie Lewis, Brian Besley and Lori Rule, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Springberg Wealth Management, the Better Business Bureau, and we have a Laughlin sponsor. I don't know if you know this, Sonny, but Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants with over 35 years in the Laughlin community.
Wow.
Yeah, they sponsor the show, located in the Laughlin Town Center. And Kevin's website is at LaughlinNevada.net. Don't forget about our archives. If you miss any part of the show, you can go to KNTRTalk.com and go to the Speak Out tab. And there's also a tab for Speak Out 2.0. And today's guest is Becky Fossen, the executive director for the Kingman Area Chamber of Commerce. Yeah. There's only one that doesn't have area in the title. That's Laughlin.
Right.
Laughlin Chamber of Commerce. Everything else is Havasu. Havasu is Havasu area, right? Needles area. Yeah.
I don't know if they change that along with the area code thing, you know?
No. State law. You have to put area in the title of your chamber. That's pretty funny. Good. Man, I like the jokes you write, Sonny. That's funny. So we alluded to Karen Fan when we went to break.
Sure.
And Karen is going to be stepping down as president of the Senate. But wasn't that the story?
No. Of course, once again, if you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. If you read it, you're misinformed.
Okay.
So, she's basically saying she's not running again.
Oh, she's not running for office again?
No, she's not going to run for
office. When her term is up next year?
Yeah, this next session, she'll finish out her term.
I see.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's not termed out, right?
No. Actually, her and I are on the same cycle. We both would term out in 24.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't term out in 22?
24.
Oh, I thought you did.
Yeah, one more term to go in the Senate.
And you're going
to
run again in the Senate, right?
Yeah, I'm running again for re-election this next election, yeah.
All right, we don't need to talk about future plans after that, because there are a lot of rumors out there, and rumors are rumors.
Yeah, I know, you hear it through the grapevine.
Exactly. Is that why we played that song?
Yeah, right.
That's very funny.
Yeah,
that's
she's
very
retiring.
Funny.
Look, I mean, she was a mayor of Prescott Valley. She was in the House of Representatives. She's in the State Senate. You know, I mean, she's burnt out. This, let me tell you, the election audit has been so much stress on all of us.
I can imagine.
Particularly her, you know, as the president of the Senate. We knew darn well this was going to take us down a path of a lot of resistance. It's literally one against 50. And, you know, they're just constant pummeling. And then you get it from some of our people that you would think as an ally, they want to nitpick and twist things and make things up and slander people, which is just really disgusting. It's kind of like, why do you start thinking, why do I want to do this? Her husband retired. She's wants to retire and enjoy her life. And there's nothing wrong with that. And you know, she deserves a lot of respect and admiration for stepping up and even getting the Senate audit started and following through. And it's still following through. And we're not wavering on this. We're going to continue what we're doing, and we're going to get to the truth once and for all. We're going to finish the mission, pure and simple. There's no backroom deals that they're accusing her of.
Right.
This stuff is just ridiculous garbage. And it's kind of like I tell them, I said, well, obviously you're fighting, you're with the enemy. So go ahead and, you know, you want to be on their side, go ahead and just keep running your jibs.
Sonny, were you surprised about the sides that were taken? It was like right down the middle. You're the for the audit, against the audit. If you're for the audit, you're a conspiracy theorist, blah, 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 blah. Everything on and on and on. Were you surprised at some of the people that ended up on the other side of the argument?
Yeah.
Did you find out who your real friends were?
Well, yeah, you find out who the real, who truthful people is. Number one, the difference between a conspiracy theory is about 6 months. Okay, and we've proved it. It's no longer a theory. There is an ongoing conspiracy of obstruction resistance coming from the far left. The left, not even the far left, the left, the media, and some rhino Republicans. So, and those are the county supervisors. And by the way, for them to act all butthurt and, oh, they hit us with a subpoena that's such, you know, an insult, and we're so hurt by this because we were friends. They knew about the subpoenas 3 days before we had the Senate hearing, and they knew that was on the table and that we would be coming in with subpoenas so that way they would have cover so nobody could beat them up.
When you say they, are you talking about the Maricopa County?
The Maricopa County Supervisors.
Yeah,
right,
sure.
Right. They said, look, we want to do an audit. We want to cooperate, but, you know, we have some issues here. I'm like, well, fine. We'll give you subpoenas so that way you got cover. Okay. Fine. And then, of course, they acted like, oh, big surprise, which is a complete lie. That's Clint Hickman.
Well, the whole deal, I mean, they stretched it out and stretched it out. It was all delay tactics.
We have thousands of emails every day, right after the day after the election. Something's wrong. Witnesses came out. There were people who were just wanting to be heard. We had a Senate here. We had a joint ad hoc hearing on the 30th of November,
right,
where people came to come and talk to their legislators. Okay,
right.
Which is a good. That's the system. Come talk to us.
Sure,
that's our job. Listen to our constituents. Okay, and you know, Republican, Democrat, Independents, or that were actually did the actual audit, not cyber ninjas did everything. It's just ridiculous, the garbage that's being put out there. But that's our job. So they just wanted us to look.
Mm-hmm.
Look into this, dang it. That's your job. Okay, you're right. So let's look into this. If we find nothing, we did our job. If we find something that we need to fix legislatively, we'll step up and do our job. If something is really drastic that we need to do, we'll step up and try to do our job. Okay, but bottom line is this. So when just taking a look at it, Katie Hobgoblin, the Secretary of State, says, oh, this is a fraud. And then they start throwing different names at it. So I always tell everybody, when you want to listen to them, listen to how they spin things. I call it the liberal sin, S-I-N. They'll shift the subject, ignore the facts, and they name call.
Okay.
So, I mean, they started demonizing anybody that had anything to do with the audit itself, attacking them personally and everything else. And yeah, I attacked Katie Hobgoblin because she's pointed, she's ducked us out, so I'm just counter punching. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's just amazing, this the vitriol of this whole thing. And then to attack the 1500 volunteers that worked the audit, actually saw the physical evidence, and to deny and discredit them is completely disgusting and disturbing and disrespectful. And that's the true contempt that you have from the elected leaders there in the state of Maricopa.
Let's tell the people, Sonny, who those volunteers were.
Those volunteers.
Were they all partisan people?
No, they were not. They were registered voters in Maricopa County. They all voted in the last election. They all wanted to just get in there and find the truth. Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Green Party, Purple, whatever.
It was a mishmash.
It was everybody. We didn't give a darn. We didn't care. We just wanted to make sure that you're not so, we checked their social media to make sure that they're not
some closet journalist or whatever, getting on the inside.
That's the kind of thing. We wanted regular folks to do it because they're the ones that actually examine every physical piece of paper, every ballot, every envelope, and they counted every bubble. And they witnessed a box that said, wow, these are all supposed to be mail-in ballots, but the paper was pristine. Okay, and some of it, they said, this doesn't even look like the normal ballot paper. So this is the stuff that we've turned over to the Attorney General because those are considered allegedly counterfeit ballots. So these are the kind of things but to criticize all them and of course they all attack the company Cyber Ninja, which is basically the quarterback that organized the whole process.
Here was the kicker. Sorry to cut you off, but we're getting ready to go to break. To say they're not certified. Nobody's certified.
There's no certified
in audit work.
Now,
not for election audits.
The media comes out with, the Senate still didn't find anything. Biden won. As a matter of fact, the county numbers match what the auditors found on a recount. Okay, so you're still calling it a fraud?
Right.
But guess what? If you have $1,000 and 200 is counterfeit, you still have $1,000? The answer is no.
No, good point. Yeah. That's a very good point. All right, we're talking with State Senator Sonny Borelli. Gunny Sonny, as he's known in these parts. And, man, I knew you back when you were running for city council.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right,
Don't play golf with the mayor. You end up in the state legislature.
I love it. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoy. Speak Out will continue. I got to remember, that's a great piece of advice, by the way.
Sure.
All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Speak Out. We have a surprise guest in the studio. We'll get to him in a moment. Speak Out brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, Connected Computer and Technology, Mojave Community College, GDK CPA LLC, Sun Power by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, Herb's Herbs, and Thane O'Brien was spot on. Now the preferred technology partner of the Arizona Restaurant Association. Call Thane at 928-706-2784 or send an email to tobryan with an E at spoton.com. So say hello, mystery guest.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. All right. So you have breaking news for us.
Yeah,
Leo Biasucci's here, by the way.
And Senator Borelli can't contain himself because he keeps trying to look at his phone. I said, don't look.
The
verdict came in. Innocent on all counts.
No.
All counts. Yep.
Really?
Justice prevailed.
Justice prevailed.
I mean, wow.
You know, you look at this case and
it's horrible.
You know, this is somebody who was protecting himself. Self-defense. I mean, it's black and white when you look at the videos. This kid is, gun is down the entire time, and each incident is him being attacked by somebody.
Yeah. Right.
This is, Second Amendment in full view here, and I'm just grateful that the jurors saw that, and he was.
I'm only surprised, really, Leo, because they were out for so long and came back with not guilty on all counts.
Well, you look at the prosecution's case. I mean, they were withholding exculpatory evidence.
The general rule
and I hope this kid sues the news outlets for everything they've got.
Right.
Because they were on a persecution, not a prosecution.
Right. Right.
Absolutely
right.
And I mean, when you hear this, the district attorney, the comments he made through the whole trial, right? He had a 9mm. Why were you so worried about that? You know, are you kidding me?
I mean,
he made that comment of, he was just pointing a 9mm at you.
I'd be worried if it was a .22.
Right. I know, but
you can kill somebody with a .22.
Oh, of course
you can.
Right. And, I love that this was in the view of everybody. Everybody was able to watch this. I mean, everybody was watching this closely.
Yeah.
It just shows you, you know, how important it is to have a fair trial and you're innocent until proven guilty, not the other way around. And justice prevailed. It's great. It's a great win.
Wow. Amazing.
So you heard it here first. From
right here first.
Representative Leo Biasucci.
That alone should earn your vote. I should be able to earn your vote on that information alone.
Right, right, right. All right, so speaking of being on the same page,
right.
All right, like the jury in this case, yeah. All right, the GOP, right now, there's this prevailing sentiment, and I think I've talked to you about it a little bit, Leo, and I have with Sonny, that this person's not as conservative as this person, and they're not Republican enough for me to vote for, and on and on and on. But once we have a nominee for governor, right?
It's all hands on deck.
Okay.
All hands on deck.
Yeah,
I agree.
Look at what happens when you have the Democrats in complete control. Can you imagine if the state got in control of the Katie Hobgoblin?
I was just going to say.
Are you kidding? A rabid socialist, or for that matter, Marco Lopez, who's got ties to, certain nefarious people in Mexico?
Right.
No, I don't think so.
Or can Adrian Fontes.
If the Democrats gain
who's
control.
Who's running for Secretary of State.
Exactly. Oh, don't worry. He'll protect your vote in a nonpartisan way. Yeah. Non-biased way. Sure. Mm-hmm. But can you imagine if the Democrats got control of the House and the Senate, state of Arizona? Your Second Amendment rights, that bill that he passed, would evaporate.
Yep.
They'd be coming for everything. Look at the city of Tucson and Phoenix are doing the lockdown mandatory vaccinations on their employees.
Right.
And if they say if they don't get the vaccination, it's called insubordination.
Yep.
What about the cities showing insubordination to the state legislature that pass a law that says you can't do this? No, how about the insubordination to the Constitution? That you're going to put a point, forcing people to get poison in them? Come on, give me a break.
Yeah,
here.
And he's right. I mean, I have openly supported and endorsed Kimberly Yee for governor, but I think there are a lot of great governors.
It's a great choice. There's a lot of good candidates.
She's conservative. She's great. I also do I like Carrie Lake. I think she has potential.
Kimberly has a proven track record.
She does. Yeah. But all the candidates, I mean, they're pretty decent candidates.
Yes.
And I made it clear to everyone. They all called me and asked me for their endorsement. Kimberly asked me first, but I told them all the same thing. I said, look, here's the deal. Whoever wins in the primary, I will back you 100% in the general. Period. I mean, there's no, I don't like you, you're not. No. The alternative is who? Like Senator Borelli said, the alternative, Katie Hobbs.
We don't know if it's going to be her now.
Oh, but well.
They're eating their own.
They're eating their own.
That's a separate topic.
I don't believe that because they always run cover. After they spank them, they run cover.
Right. Yeah. And so I tell people all the time, I say, we will, the situation now with our governor is a little different. I mean, unfortunately, I'm a little disappointed in where this has gone, but, I think it's important that we back whoever wins that primary, we get behind him because I don't want Katie Hobbs. I don't want Marco Lopez. Aaron Lieberman is like the third choice. Their options are horrendous. All of them are just going to completely destroy the state. I would rather get a Republican in and hold them accountable for what they're doing. Something that's off, if they're not following the Republican platform or whatever, we can expose them and talk about what they're doing is wrong. And we do that now. I mean, we don't hold back from, if Governor Ducey does something wrong, which has happened, everybody, you can't agree with everything on everything, right? We've been open about that. We say, hey, we don't like what you're doing.
Sure.
And behind the door, closed doors, we've pressured him. What are you doing on the border? We need to get this border fixed. I mean, there's so many things that's way better option than having any kind of Democrat in that governor office.
Right. Yeah. And Ducey's taken plenty of shots.
Yeah, he has. And he's taken certain things in a certain. He's got his own little style of doing things. But but we're constantly banging on those doors.
You guys are on the inside in the legislature, obviously, in the state capitol. Any word on where his political career is going?
I don't want to speculate.
Know.
Yeah,
there's no speculation at all.
No, I mean he's. Look at this. The U.S. Senate field is pretty full.
Yeah.
I really don't think he'd have a chance.
He's not going to run against Brnovich.
No, and he wouldn't. I don't believe he could win a primary. So who knows? Maybe he wants to just go back home and who knows?
Run cold, stoke creamery,
yeah,
right?
And I told everybody, you mind your business, I can mind mine.
So,
that kind of deal.
Yeah, but the key is in the meantime, he still has a year left and he needs to get things done. I mean, we have a lot of issues at the state level right now and he needs to work with us and we're trying. We're reaching out to them. We're having conversations every week. The main thing right now is the border, these vaccine mandates, this overreach of government. These are all things. And we have a seat that's going to be filled here in the next couple of days. Becky Nutt resigned. She's a Republican in the House. That seat will get filled here Now we have a full legislature. So now is the time to call us in for a special session. I've made that very clear. Now is the time to do it. Yep. Before we had some members missing, we have to handle the issues that are going on right now.
With Becky Nutt leaving, does that make it tougher to herd the cats, if you will, when it comes, or is it going to be somebody who's do you know who it's going to be?
I don't.
No.
But the two that got appointed recently, we had Neil Carter and Teresa Martinez.
Right.
Strong conservatives, yeah. Strong Republicans. They'll be on board 100%. With Becky Nutt, I'm sure that area is pretty conservative, so I'm sure they'll send somebody up that's
going
to
be good. What does she represent?
Cochise County.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gowan and Gail right. Griffin are her.
Yeah,
seat,
right. So. Very rural.
So, yeah. Okay. So now's the time to call a special session. We can't do it. As a legislature, we need 9 Democrats to agree with us to come in.
And that ain't going
to
happen.
Never going to happen. So at this point, it's either the governor does it, or we wait till January.
For example, just the ban of the vaccine mandates. The Democrats won't come in to even to have that discussion.
They won't.
Right.
They want to make it mandatory.
They do.
They want to lock everything down.
Yeah.
You know, they like the higher gas prices.
Yeah.
It sure seems that way, doesn't
exactly
it?
Exactly right.
Yeah. All right. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yeah. I just picked up the signal about 20 minutes ago, but I was wondering, what is happening?
I knew he was getting his phone's cutting out, so I'm going to let you go, Norv. But yeah, what's happening with the census and redistricting right now?
Well, the census, they already did the census, and I think they buried numbers because they said that Mojave County lost numbers, which it's crazy. Yeah.
And the other point, how does California only lose one representative?
Exactly. Right. But I think they fudged the numbers, buried numbers on the census. I don't even think it's even close to accurate. The last time I checked, the redistricting is, they're still, fighting over maps. The way it looks like for our district, looks like we will expand, our legislative district will expand into
Maricopa, right?
No, that's congressional.
Oh, okay.
Legislatively.
Yeah. I got you.
It's Mojave, La Paz, and picks up the northern part of Yuma.
Okay.
Which is like Interstate 8 north. So which means that's a lot of territory for, we're going to have to cover even more. I mean, we're almost the entire west coast of the state.
A lot of BFWs, right?
Yeah.
But, that part of Yuma County that would be picking up, you got the Yuma Proving Grounds, and it's all ag there.
Sure.
So it's a lot of territory, not a lot of population, but it still has the ag community that it has some concerns. Now, the congressional district
is really interesting.
Yeah, the congressional district kind of does gerrymander in there into, was it
Wickenburg
and that portion, which is the West Valley.
Yeah, Sun City West, and there was a couple of others.
Which is still conservative area of Maricopa County, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Very interesting. So let's talk about some local topics. I'll let you start, Sonny. Okay. He's the scheduled guest.
I hijacked this meeting.
The party crasher.
That's okay.
Right. So tell us what's happening with the Veterans Home.
The Veterans Home, what they've done is they've ordered the feasibility study, and that's going on. I think we're going to get it. I think they'll determine that Lake Havasu is a better choice than up in Kingman, just because the amenities that Havasu has to offer and the location and so on and so forth. The Kingman area, that spot up there is kind of very remote, and it's even in a residential type of area too. So, it's a long way from any kind of amenities of shopping and stuff like that.
Well, does the veterans population play into it also?
Not really. Because this is senior assisted living. Okay, so having it out to where the location is, you're close to the mall because you got, shopping, you got movie theaters, you got a lot of amenities close to medical and airport if there's a life flight or who knows.
Sure.
But yeah, that kind of stuff. So I think we're going to be getting, I think it's going to be in our favor in Lake Havasu.
All right, perfect. Yeah. What about Highway 95? What's happening with that?
So Highway 95, we're moving along. We had ADOT come down and meet with each individual city, Bullhead, Fort Mojave, Havasu, and they've kind of made a group among city officials, mayors, city managers, and ADOT to figure out, okay, what areas do we want to start on first? Mm-hmm. So we're probably, it looks like we're probably going to be starting next year. We'll be like the kind of the beginning into 23, because it's a lot of area. You're talking, a big
chunk of
highway.
I don't even
want to
guess how many miles.
I know, it's a lot. Man. It's like 46, 47 miles. Yeah. But it's moving forward. They're, like I said, trying to figure out what areas they need to hit first. And get that done. So it's moving along. They contacted me to make sure that I'm aware of what's going on. So I'll have a little bit of oversight to make sure that things are done properly. And I know there was confusion in the paper. They worded it a little differently. It is actually Sarah Park all the way up to the pilot. That's the stretch for the Havasu area. They were saying north of Havasu, the pilot, which is very small.
Well, the first thing I read was Sarah Park. So
it is. The actual portion is Sarah Park to pilot. They're going to nail all the spots that are in poor condition and repave. And then Bullhead will be from Fort Mojave all the way up to the Bullhead City area. So huge, huge win for us. I mean, that 20 years since that area has been paved. And, this is how it works. When you have a great seatmate in the Senate and Gina in the House, we were able to get this across and get it signed by the governor and through the budget. So
now Gina's only doing one more one more year. Yeah. She's in charge of what, Arizona Dental Association? Something like that. So she's leaving politics after this year.
Yeah.
Yep. So she's termed out, and I'm running again, like I've mentioned before.
Right. I've signed your petition.
You have, and I thank you, Paul. And I have about, I think, almost 2,000 signatures. I need 600, but I want to get more because I think that's show support as well.
Right.
But I'm technically they're running against me. You have four people in the race now.
It's the top two.
The top two get in. So mm-hmm. I'm urging people, don't forget about Leo. Don't forget. Because a lot of times they think, oh, he's our rep. He's fine.
Right.
Sometimes people get squeezed out that way. And I think, I've proven myself the last 3 years in getting a lot done for our area between the Second Amendment, Sanctuary State, Highway 95, SLIF funds, the Veterans Home, helping Sonny, lowering our taxes. So it's really a matter of who's that second member going to get in. And we need a team player. Sonny and I know all of the three that are running, for that seat and against me, I guess. And we just vet your candidates. I can't emphasize enough.
Because it's just teamwork, once again. I mean, we don't always agree on everything, but when it comes time to sitting down with meat and potatoes type of stuff that we need to stick together on, because let me tell you, especially in the budget time, Maricopa County, those folks, they're going to peel off. They're going to pick us off, and they try to divide up.
Right.
So rural Arizona needs to stick together, and we need seatmates. We don't need seatmates. We need teammates.
Very important.
Yeah. I got you.
Very important.
Let's talk about that petition process, though, and people. We don't want people invalidating any of your other signatures. So what they can sign two petitions for that race. Is that correct?
Right. So you can sign two petitions
only,
and you can only vote for two. So a lot of people think you can only vote for one. You can vote for two for the House, and it says it on the ballot. Vote select up to two.
Right.
But you can vote for two. You can sign for two, and then the signatures are due April 4th, I believe, is the deadline. And then at that point, people can challenge other signatures. I don't know if it's going to happen in this race. It might. I mean, there's a little bit of
who knows. But they can also sign online. So if you don't run into us, you can go online and
that's where I did
office.
It.
Yeah. You do it online that way. That's a solid, valid signature. Yeah.
If you go to Leo's Facebook, there's a link right there.
Yeah. If you go to my Facebook, Leo 4AZ House, you'll see it there. I have it at Streetside Coffee. Strong Patriots over there. Terry is phenomenal. We're going to probably have an event there at some point. And then the 29th of this month. Sonny and I are having an event. Did you talk about that already?
No, I haven't. Go ahead.
So the 29th of this month at the Desert Martini, 5:30 p.m.
On the patio.
On the
patio. Brand new patio.
Ooh. They
built a great patio. Those are great Patriots there, Desert Martini. We're going to have a meet and greet. So Sonny and I are hosting. Mark Fincham will be there. He's running for Secretary of State, a true Patriot. You have some governor candidates going to be there, some House candidates, school superintendent race member. It's going to be a lot of candidates. This is the time to vet these people. You have to really figure out who these guys are. I mean, are they, are they just trying to sneak in? Are they really true Patriots?
And we wanted to create the, this is our AO, I call the, our area of operation, but this is our hometown. So it's kind of like, you're not going to come into our hometown and run a political function without going through us, So I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing folks.
To Italians.
So we're like, okay, well, let's host something to bring people in from other and give them an opportunity for meet and greet other candidates. Cause this, let me tell you, this is a big state to get all
right.
home, so.
Yeah.
And we're encouraging anybody that's in the Republican primaries. Candidates, come.
Come on down.
And meet the folks. The great folks of Lake Havasu City, the most patriotic city in the United States.
Right.
It's definitely the state, but you know, this is the time. And by the way, the reason why ADOT calls us up to give us a heads up about the construction.
Right.
So this way we know and prepare ourselves for when the complaints come because of all the road construction.
Oh,
that's true. That's the one thing I heard already. Oh, man, this is going to be terrible. Traffic back. I'm like, look, I get it. But for 20 years, there hasn't been a proper repaving.
Right.
We're going to have to suck this up for a little bit.
Exactly. Guys, thanks for coming in. Thanks for crashing the party,
anytime,
by the way.
Anytime. It's what I do.
All right. Sonny, thanks for coming in again.
Thanks. Hey, improve your net and hire a vet.
There you go.
God bless.
And what is it? It's not dope. It's rope, not dope.
Right. and a true cost of freedom is taking care of our veterans.
Yes.
100%.
And you thank
100%.
Me for my service, yes. But look, I was when I joined the Marines, I couldn't sing or dance. I was too lazy to work. The nerves of steel. I had to do something.
That's
right.
And now he's a senator.
Yeah.
Look at
him. Right. I'm going to take it right up to the top of the hour with this break. So Larry's up next with Speak Out 2.0, and we'll see you on Monday on Speak Out.
From pistols, revolvers, rifles, and shotguns to a large selection of ammunition, the choice is samsguns.com. Sam has the longest indoor shooting range in western Arizona. Sam is always hunting for your gold, silver, coins, watches, and jewelry, and Sam pays top dollar to boot. Check out some of Sam's inventory anytime at samsguns.com, or better yet, stop by samsguns.com, downtown Lake Havasu City.
Don't let the clock run out on the 2021 solar tax incentives. The calendar at SunPower by SMA Electric is already filling up. After all, they're the SunPower master dealer that does 5 times as many solar installations as anyone else in Mojave County. Save about $8,000 on the average system with federal and state tax credits. Contact SunPower by SMA Electric for a free estimate before the clock runs out. Go to Solar by SMA.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.